K-State Research and Extension Risk Management Specialist Art Barnaby. Of course, each of the accounts we've been sharing today is unique, and here's how Art embarked on his military experience.
Where I ended up was primarily due to my father, who was in Patton's Army during World War II, and he convinced me the Navy had much better than the Army. So I volunteered for the Navy. This is during Vietnam. Then I volunteered technically for the Marine Corps, but I don't count that because I didn't know I was volunteering. I didn't exactly get told the truth at the enlistment office. Imagine that.
You say you were volunteered for the Marines. How so?
Well, they forget to tell you that the medical services for the Marines are provided by the Navy, and it actually worked out really well. I didn't think it would, but it did, because most of my outfit did end up in Vietnam. For whatever reason, I never left Southern California, which wasn't exactly tough duty, but I guess somebody had to be in Southern California. In my case, the medical services and the dental services are provided by Navy personnel. And what I did is I took dental x-rays. Earlier, I did some cleaning of teeth, which is always fun. If you probably don't really enjoy having that done. But on the other hand, it's one profession where you can kind of scare the crap out of tough Marines.
That's right.
You show them a few dental instruments. You show them the needle.
See how many are
you show them the
proud.
Needle, and you're not sure if they're going to faint. Yeah, yeah. No, we weren't too mean to them. Yeah. So it wasn't exactly where I thought I would end up, but it really worked out. I was on active duty for 42 months. About a third of it was the Marines, about two-thirds with the Navy. And then afterwards, they had a thing back in the Vietnam era called the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. And I was 19 when I went in the service. So I went to college after I got out of the service. And I even got at least 2 years, I think, maybe 3 years out of the GI Bill funding graduate school. So it was pretty helpful at the time because my wife was going to nursing school the same time I was in school.
What was it like to be in the military, in this case in the Navy, but serving as support for Marines in the Vietnam War era in California, where at least in parts of that state, the war wasn't terribly popular? Were there any issues along that line?
I would say that was a severe understatement that it wasn't popular. Actually, I was on the same base at that time. I don't think it exists anymore, El Toro Marine Corps base. And that's where the president flew into. Richard Nixon was from California, and he flew in there. That the only crazy thing that ever happened is wasn't me, but was one of my colleagues got a call that the president was flying in, his plane was coming in, and they had a toothache. And they're thinking the president, right? Mm-hmm. So he gets on, he calls the old man up, and he calls the duty doctor, and they get everybody in. They decide they got to clean the whole place, so they're waxed every floor, polish everything. And all of a sudden, the black vehicles go out the front gate, and nobody comes in. And they go, what is going on? Well, it turned out, yeah, there was a toothache on board. It was a staff sergeant with the Air Force.
And that burst your balloon, didn't it?
Yeah, and he was quite embarrassed that he walked in and he sees all these people that are standing around and spit and polish, and they're expecting the president, and it's him.
Guessing that that wasn't the only story that you can recall from that tour of duty, if you will.
Well, the other one that was crazy is that, and nothing really is different outside the military. The people at the top of the food chain start it, and it rolls downhill and gathers forces. It rolls, and you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. That's rolling downhill. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were in Marine Corps inspection, and the Navy, even though we, quote, were Navy, we're sort of in Never Never Land because we wore Marine uniforms. People didn't know that we weren't Marines, but we had to confine to their haircut standards, which were much shorter than ours. Anyway, we were at an inspection, and the general of the base, he was only a one-star general. I just want to point that out. But he he went through inspection. He walks by this one seaman that's same as a private first class, and looks at him and goes, why has this man not got a military haircut? And he turns and he says that to the captain, who is in the Navy. That's a full bird captain. He turns to him and says that to him, and he says, I don't know, sir. he turns around and he says to the lieutenant, "Why doesn't this man have a haircut?" "I don't know, sir." And he turns around to the chief and says, "Why doesn't this man have a haircut?" And this went down the line as they're going through and inspecting the troops. Later that day, I get a call from the chief because he is at the bottom of the end of the totem pole. And he calls me on the phone and says, "Barnaby, why didn't Bass have a haircut? You get him a haircut. And if you got to give him the money, you give him the money to get the haircut. I don't care. I just want it done." And I thought, yeah, that's the way it works. Comes all the way down to me, and I got to make sure he gets a haircut.
Good life, life lesson for later on.
Yeah, we were supposedly fighting a war, and we were worrying about haircuts. Can you believe that? Anyway, the other crazy is that you talk about we had a lot of anti-war activity going on at that time in California, Southern California and Northern California. We had cases where people were trying to get over the fence and whatnot, but we also had some crazy people that wanted to load up the choppers and go to Berkeley because, if you recall, that's where a lot of the anti-war activity
was. That was where the action was.
But what happened 30 years later I found really ironic. I went to Taiwan a few years ago to give a presentation on revenue insurance, crop insurance, of course. And it was a big international conference that I was at. We had assigned seats, and I sat next to the Minister of Agriculture for Vietnam, which I thought was interesting. And to my right was a underwriter for Swiss Re, and he was a German national. So I'm sandwiched between WW2 and the Vietnam War, and got to be chatted quite a bit with a guy from Germany. And he pointed out to me, he says, "You know, the thing you forget is that half the people in Vietnam weren't even alive during the war."
Right.
"And all this is just ancient history to them, and they want to do business." "I don't know if we've got have we got diplomatic relations with Vietnam yet?" "Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. It's long been past time to move on."
K-State Research and Extension's Art Barnaby. And on this Veterans Day, again, Agriculture Today robustly thanks all of our veterans in whatever branch of the military, in whatever capacity, for their service. And if you see a vet today, do thank them. Because of them, we're allowed to continue on as the greatest country in the world. Thanks for listening. Eric Atkinson here. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.